All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. And I got a couple of car reviews I want to slip in. Richard, I've got one in particular that I want to get on here first because I think it'll take a little bit longer. And I had numerous questions on this on Saturday's Drive Radio program, so I thought we'll do it together today, and I wanted to do that. And that is the new Ford Bronco Raptor. Now, for all of you listening, there are two different versions of the Bronco. There's the Bronco Sport, which is essentially a Ford Escape with kind of a different body on it, if you would, and it looks completely different than a regular full-size, what I call their full-size Bronco. The full-size Bronco Raptor, by the way, starts off at about $75,000 and goes up from there. Most of the dealers around town, if you can even find any, it's somewhere around the 120K mark, something along those lines, Richard. And I will say, nice vehicle. They've done a good job on the Bronco in a lot of areas. I'll get into the pros and cons of it on my end. 400 and roughly 20 horsepower, I want to say. I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, but it's over 400 horsepower. It's a EcoBoost, dual turbocharged EcoBoost engine they use in it, and they've done some upgrades to it. It has different exhaust modes. Actually, there's seven different driving modes in the vehicle, including their GOAT mode, greatest of all time mode, Richard. And again, they've done a great job. You've read a lot of reviews. You didn't get a chance to actually get behind this vehicle, but you've driven some Broncos in the past. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so again, I think, obviously Ford introduced this obviously a number of years ago, sort of reintroduced it, right? Brought it back, kind of made it obviously bringing it back to that segment, right? Really popular segment that, of course, amongst its rivals. And I think you and I got our hands on it. I think they did some really cool things with all the different first editions and some things that way. Liked the car when you pulled up in it. I really liked the look of it. It was a nice, beautiful green. Had a kind of a really nice, menacing look to it. Some big old tires on it.
Yep, 37s.
And outside of, exactly, like you said, you didn't get to drive it, but from what you've said, obviously a nice, aggressive engine. Really a fun car to drive. But if you're looking for some different aspects of it, i.e. fuel economy, not sure anyone is going to, right?
No.
But you're probably going to suffer there. And it's also not the most, luxury or refined. It's just a little bit more of a noisy, kind of mean car, right? And that's maybe how it's designed to be.
Yeah, and it is. It's meant to be, of course, it's a Raptor. It's the version of, they've got an F-150 Raptor, as we all know. I've driven that vehicle as well. And it's their ultimate off-road package in the Bronco. Again, 37-inch tires, has a built-in lift kit to get the 37s under it. It's got big fender flares because by law they've got to cover up the tire and so on. And I will say that is one of the negatives, in my opinion, on this vehicle. Those wide fender flares, when you're backing up, into a spot, into my garage, for example, they're very hard to see. It's very hard to determine exactly where you're at. That was one of the biggest complaints I had with the vehicle. And frankly, they're so big, it actually, in my opinion, takes away from the look of the vehicle. They could skinny those things up a little bit, still have it be effective and have the looks, I think, be just as well. The other thing about the Bronco that I'm not a fan of, and Ford, if you're listening, take this for what it's worth, I do not like the fact that the doors do not have a surround. In other words, the doors have just glass that comes up. The glass fits into the weather stripping that's on the top itself. And I know why they do it. It makes the doors lighter, makes them easier to come on and off and all of that. But at the end of the day, Richard, I just don't like them. They've got to go up and down every time you open the door over time. That's going to wear on the motor itself for the window motor. They don't have much of a drip molding, so when there's snow or ice, things fall on you when you're coming in and out of the vehicle when you've got bad weather. There's just some sophistication things I think they could do a little better with. All in all, is it a great vehicle? And if you're a Ford lover, you'll love this vehicle. Big, huge screen on the front. Again, it's got all the seven modes for all the different things you may want to do with the vehicle. I mean, it is an absolute dream to drive, and it runs extremely well, so you can't complain about that. But in my opinion, it's a vehicle that just feels heavier. I've got the Jeep, the 392 Jeep kind of counterpart to this or the competition to it. And I will tell you, between driving the two vehicles, the Ford Bronco just feels heavy. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, and I think that, again, I think that you kind of hit the nail on the head, which is it feels heavy, and maybe they've designed it that way, right, Dad? They've designed it to be that more aggressive-looking feel, and in terms of the Bronco and the Raptor, folks, again, I think you're going to really enjoy driving it if you want to go drive this vehicle, Dad. But just keep in mind that I would say this, Dad, and I know it's probably hard to get your hands on that. It's not quite a Raptor, right?
Right.
It's not a full F-150 Raptor, and I think maybe some people may get confused at that and say, well, I'm kind of just buying a Bronco version. No, it's slightly different, and it still has some great off-roading capabilities and all of that sort of thing on it. But I just would say, you know, for folks, like you said, there's just a little bit more. It's a little bit meaner, rougher of a ride even than the F-150 Raptor. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of even journalists out there that drive it that say it's a lot like driving a bigger truck. It's just not crisp and clean. It's not even like driving some of the other smaller versions of, you know, smaller versions of the right way to say, the other versions of the Bronco per se. I, by the way, didn't find that to be a problem. In fact, some journalists have even talked about how it wears on you driving it. I did not experience any of that. I could get in this vehicle and drive it coast to coast. There would not be any issues that way, Richard. It's just a different vehicle, and you have to understand that as you get into it. I'll close us out, by the way. Those of you, that's a tough vehicle to go buy. You're going to have to get your name on a list or pay a higher price. It is going to be that unique version of the Bronco that you're going to have to seek out. It's not going to be on every dealer lot. You're going to have to really look for that if that's something that you want. As they become more and more available, though, you get your hands on one. And if you want to buy just a regular Bronco, those there are some availability of those. Most of those, again, though, are going to be on an order basis because it's a very, very popular vehicle for Ford. And if that's the case and you want to do that, go talk to your local Ford dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio, sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.